Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
Stranded at the drive-in, branded a fool. What will they say Monday on the minisode? That's it.
I love it.
I was going to keep going. I had like made up lyrics and then I forgot what they were and I panicked.
You gotta write that down.
It was something like this. Oh, Ryan Murphy. Can't you see I'm in misery? We made a start. This show's a fart. There's nothing left for me. Love is alone. All alone. These are just straight up the lyrics.
Yeah.
I sit and wonder why. I don't know what to change You Left Me to. Oh, Ryan Murphy. Well, shoot.
Good job.
In honor of Grease, also someone fully recommended that I sing that in honor of Grease, and I would like to credit them for that idea. It was recommended by a friend of the podcast, Ryan. So cool. In honor of Grease and the role you were born to play. There you go. I changed one line and the name Sandy.
I liked it.
Thank you.
Good song. That song is good.
Grease has got bangers.
Yeah.
Which, absolutely. Spoiler alert for Grease, they never sing that song, which, like,
yeah.
Come on. The thing this show has going for it is the musical numbers. Shove in more. This show,
especially
being
that one,
Grease.
When you have like two guys thirsting over a girl,
right?
Like, it could have been, they could have made it a duet, and they could, or like, you know, either one of them could have been thirsting mm-hmm. over her. Come
and
on.
And it's like writers like on stage doing the performance for the audience, and then uh-huh. Jake is like in the wings.
Oh my god, that's inspired. Yes.
Come on. Why aren't we running this show? Amen. Amen. Well, hello everyone. My name is Ian Allred. I am the co-showrunner of the Glee Boot. I'm also a mini Gleek.
Hey everybody. My name is Lena Knatzer. I am also a co-showrunner of the Glee Boot, and I am a mini Gleek.
Heck yum.
Yeah. Are you ready to get into this minisode?
Let's hit it.
So, like Ian said before, I think this is about the role you were born to play, the bread role you were born to play. Up first, we got a message from Danae.
Hey Ian and LPC. I agree that the show repeating itself with the new characters is mostly to its detriment. However, a part of the newbies I do really like, and I think is the highlight of this season, is Marlique. Marley is kind of introduced as a new Rachel, but only really feels like it when she gets caught up in love triangle nonsense. And Unique is posed as a new type of Mercedes, but still feels like a distinct enough character herself. And their characters breaking from the archetypes they were created from is even clearer with their friendship. And their characters breaking from the archetypes they were created for is even more clear with their friendship. The show sometimes tried to create the Rachel-Mercedes friendship, but it would always feel like it was just about Rachel. But with Marley and Unique, the friendship feels really genuine and, well, unique. It feels like they both want to support each other, but also just hang out and have a great time together. For a show that has in the past clearly struggled with female friendships, I just love to see it. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait for your next episode, Danae. P.S. With your conversation about how weird it is that there is no Marty in the show's production of Grease, I thought about how that's ironic because Diana Agron actually played Marty in her high school's version of Grease. Danae, you solved it. That's why there is no Marty, because Ryan Murphy still has his vendetta against Diana.
What is that about?
He's grinding his axe. He's saying, oh, you were in this show? No, you weren't. That part doesn't exist.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. To get to, like, the meat of your message, Danae, I absolutely agree. Especially when you say, like, the show struggles so much with female friendships. And, like, this is, like, truly, I think, one of the first, like, cultivated female friendships we've seen, like, you know, and even thinking about, like, who they came, you know, the shoulders that they stand on, like Rachel and Mercedes, they've had their moments of, like, being friends and, like, you know, setting aside their differences to, like, respect each other. But we've never seen, like, them just, like, be friends with each other and, like, mm-hmm. have each other's backs. And I think that is a really awesome thing to come out of this season and to come out of these characters. And I'm really grateful to see it, you know?
Yeah. Now, we've been asking for years for Glee to develop a friendship.
Any friendship, for real.
That wasn't about Rachel's own character progression, because even, like, Kurt is just Rachel's purse that she carries around, essentially. Like, he just is there to accentuate her storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree, Danae. The Marley Unique stuff feels very nice, and it feels, I mean, we're only 5 episodes into the season, but so far it feels pretty balanced. It's not like,
I agree.
And Unique is there as an accessory to Marley or the other way around.
Agreed.
Because, you know, even
it feels
in, like,
mutually beneficial. For
yeah, because even in, like, Britney 2.0, Marley was the accessory. I mean, Unique was the accessory to Marley in the fact that she was, like, warning Marley about Jake. And then in The Role You Were Born to Play, it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Where Marley is the accessory to Unique storyline in the sense that she's the one, like, encouraging Unique to audition and that she definitely will get a part and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Which is how a friendship should be.
Absolutely. And, like, I don't know. We've talked about Glee and its relationship to friendships for a long time and how it doesn't really know how to do that. And I'm, if anything comes out of this season, I'm glad it's a good friendship. So that's super awesome. So thank you so much for bringing that up, Danae. I really appreciate that. Up next, we have a message from Lucas.
Hey, Ian and LPC. I think for this episode, it can very much go in either direction, depending on how you look at it. For me, I liked this episode, and I especially liked how much of the New York plot wasn't in it. It felt like this is what it was supposed to be if there was a spinoff. Anyways, to my thoughts. For the Sue stuff, I feel like she was coming from a place of concern for Unique. She could have been like, we live in Ohio, and knew that if they casted her as Rizzo, those conservative parents would have gone crazy. However, she went about it in a very wrong way, and what Finn said about her daughter, with how disgusting as it is, makes no sense because we already know that Sue's sister and Becky, two of the closest people to her, both have Down syndrome, so why would her daughter having it make a difference? It makes no sense for Finn to say it, especially since he already learned that lesson. On to the glees of it all. I understand why Ryan Murphy would choose this musical, because he knew a lot of people wouldn't watch season 4 because of all the changes, so he figured doing a musical that is generally liked by people would make them tune in to watch it and stream the songs. Onto the actual show, Grease, you guys talk about how crazy it is that high schools perform the show. In 2020, literally 3 weeks before COVID hit, the middle school in my hometown performed Grease. No, I'm not joking. Obviously, they took out the pregnancy scare and basically the whole Rizzo plot and basically everything that made Grease Grease. I saw it and it was very awkward to see a bunch of 12-year-olds sexualized and act like high schoolers in the 50s. A very weird 2 hours of my life. But honestly, I blocked it out so I don't remember too much. Partly due to the world literally ending a while after it. Anyways, congrats Ian on being Chandler and like 10 other people. Please tell us where to buy tickets so we can see it. Hope you guys have an amazing day. Go spread some glee. Lucas, he, him. Lucas, thank you so much. If you want to see it, you can get tickets on Ticketmaster.com. However, Ticketmaster.com does charge a fee. So if you want to get cheaper tickets, you should just contact the box office directly. I'm pretty sure you can just Google Theater Center. I'm fact checking myself now. Yeah, if you just Google Theater Center New York, the phone number will come up and you can just call and get them over the phone. Or if you're in New York, you can get them in person. But Yeah. So I would recommend doing that because who wants to pay an extra fee for buying them online? Boo Not fees. Me.
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
I love that show.
That show rocks. That is not from Friends, everyone. That is from Aida.
Elton John really put his whole foot in that
He
musical.
Did. That musical rocks. That it's musical so good.
It's so good. Oh my gosh.
There is, though, someone in Friends who every time that our director would say, like, okay, that's enough, she would go, it's enough.
Oh, so good. Oh, I love that. I should re-listen to that show. I went through a big Aida phase like we all did. Just because, like, Cheri Renee Scott is absolutely my inspiration. Mm-hmm.
She's who you were in a past life. Your lives are just overlapping right now.
Yeah. Like, someone messed up when they, like, put me on Earth. They're like, oh, Sherry's still here. So we share a soul. No, for real, I feel like the only time, I don't know if I mentioned this, but like the only time I've ever seen Grease like in person was with a middle school, like with like a children's group, and they just take out the Rizzo plot, and it's like, what is this character for anymore? Is she just sad? Like, why is she sad? I remember I was like, this is wrong.
Cause she's
like,
got a bad attitude.
That's what it is. Oh my gosh. And you know, a bunch of people messaged us about how, like, a bunch of young people had been doing Grease. And I don't know, you guys, that is so silly to me. But, I mean, I'm glad that so many people have, like, gone through the exact same thing. That's so funny. That makes me laugh. We all just forget about what Grease is about.
I agree with you, Neek. Rizzo is the money role in that show. Mm-hmm. I think Rizzo's plot is the most interesting part of the show. So I'm like... What's even the point of doing Grease if you take out all the Rizzo content?
I know.
Whatever, man.
And I feel like it's easily like the most real part. Like, you know, like worrying about who you're going to dance with at prom is for sure like, you know, a problem that like I have had before. And it's like very dramatic in the moment. But like real life pregnancy scare. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh. And this like this child having to deal with adult problems. I think that's what makes Grease special, you know?
Yeah, and like, you know, we've talked at length about the Sandy Danny plot, and I've talked at length about how I, like, don't love the messaging that I feel like personally is in that plot. I love the messaging in the Rizzo plot in the sense that it's, like, this girl that just comes across as this, like, hard-hearted bully and nothing bothers her. And, like, yes, she definitely is a bully. Like, the way that the Rizzo talks about Sandy is not okay. But then to find out, like, to see her vulnerability beneath it all. Worst things I could do is the best part of Grease, in my opinion.
Easily. Yeah.
Because just that attitude of, like, you know, everyone sees me and they think that I am just, like, this awful person. So I just kind of play this part. But no one knows, like, how much I am hurting inside and how scared I am that all of this is happening to me.
Beautiful. I love Grease.
I don't, but I do love Rizzo. Also, yeah, Lucas, said before, I'll say it again. That Sue Finn exchange where he says a slur has little to no bearing in the characters that have been set up on this show for 3 years and everything to do with these writers just wanting their plot to move forward. So... just doing whatever it takes to make the plot move forward. I think it's dumb. I will never not think it's dumb.
Agreed.
Shoot.
Well, Lucas, thanks so much for this message. Up next, we have a message from Zach.
Okay, I tuned into your most recent episode, and I live somewhere in the middle of both Ian and Lena's feelings about the role you were born to play. I agree with Lena that the episode is a ton of fun, but I'm also with Ian in that the episode just doesn't feel like Glee anymore. I stopped thinking the show felt like the show long back in season 2, episode 1, but that's for a different time. My main criticism with this episode is the usage of Sue, specifically when it comes to the erratic character development she's had throughout the course of the series. If season 1 is about finding your community, season 2 should have been about identity. And while the show tried to lean into its identity, Sue's identity went straight back to her season one self rather than figuring out how to exist outside of just trying to terrorize the Glee Club. So that way in season 3, her helping the Glee Club win nationals makes sense. In the new Rachel, I love that Sue is with Kurt in her office talking about her new baby and makes continual comments about how the Glee kids have a bullet train to zoom back and forth between New York in. If they wanted to use Sue as a vehicle for the criticisms against the show, like they have in the past, I think that would have been just fine, and even a smart thing to be. She's even a great character to be the resounding, "Listen, this is how the world works and I don't control it," voice in the room. Instead, they relegate her to punching people on stage, to sympathizing with the coming out of a lesbian teenager, to general transphobic bullshit gender confusion that is just so freaking old. By the time we get to season 4, Sue can still be a villain and not be a dehumanizing jackass like they keep painting her out to be. That is what irks me about this episode the most, is that her character just seems like a massive regression from what she should be. Anyway, those are my thoughts. Zach, he, him. Zach, I completely agree.
Yeah.
I just... Sue is just a choose-your-own-adventure for these writers, that she is
real.
Always just there to fulfill whatever they need. If they need someone to be the surprising hero, they're like, oh, it's Sue. If they need someone to be the antagonist for the plotline, they say, oh, it's Sue. And they don't really pay attention to if it makes any sense with what's been established about her character so far. And especially, like, they keep ending the seasons on a high note for Sue, where she's like an ally of the club and the kids, and then they keep wanting her to be the villain. So every season starts out with like an inciting incident to justify her being the villain again. Like season 2, they're like, oh, and her budget's going to Beast now, and Will's gonna support Beast, and so that's why Sue's against the club again. And then in this season, it's, oh, we're going to freaking regress Finn's character so that he says a slur so that Sue's against the club again. In season 3, there might have been something, I don't remember, but also season 3 is her most pro-Glee season, so maybe not. But it is just so annoying. And I totally agree with you. I think a smart direction to take Sue after season 3, where it was like, you know, she became a bit of a hero, would have been to have Sue just be the voice of reason on the show. Not the voice of reason in the sense of morality, but the voice of reason in the sense of like how the world actually works, so that the writers can, you know, play with the physics of the world while also lampshading the fact that we know that this wouldn't be possible in the real world, but like, just go with it. This is a story we're telling. And I think that would have been a smart thing to do with her character. And they do it sometimes, but then they also, you know, have her be a major turf and have her just like be a real world villain, which is not fun like her season 1 cartoon villain was.
I absolutely agree. Well said. And it's just like, and I we talk about this a lot in Glee, but like, just the world that like the show is building, so just doesn't really fit into it anymore. And especially with like, especially with what you said, Zach, like, she's done so much progressing that like, bringing her back to her season 1 self is like, why are we doing this show anymore? Like, what was this show for? Like, is it just like to like, you know, put caricatures in a dollhouse and see what's going on? Like, not to like show us a story that's worth anything? I don't know.
Well, it's also, I don't know, I feel like so much of how the Glee writer room is working at this point is not, here's the characters we have, what journeys can we take them on, what arcs can we take them on? It's, here's the plot points that we want to, or not even plot points, but like, here's the like sensational episodes we want to happen to get viewership up, to get people talking. Okay, so we have this episode we want to do, and to make it work, we're going to need these roles filled. So let's plug this character into this role. Let's plug this character into this role. And they don't really care how much it makes sense for those characters to be in those roles. They're just like, I don't know. Yeah. We want to get our viewership numbers up, so we're doing it.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Zach, thank you so much for this message. Up next, we have a message from Madison.
Madison says, I don't know why I said that.
I liked it.
Hey, Ian and LPC. I made a quiz for the podcast about how well you would know the podcast. I was hoping that you guys would play it if you have the time. Thank you. Forehead kisses if you accept them. Madison, she, they. P.S. The episode will be coming out on my birthday. I'll be 16. Sweet 16.
Gonna spread my wings.
Sweet 16.
It's my chance to shine.
Sweet 16.
Discovering.
Sweet 16.
There's so much more to life.
Sweet 16.
Oh, man. 16. Happy birthday.
Madison, if you were about 15 years older, you could have an episode of an MTV reality show based on today.
Yeah.
Did you totally. Ever watch Sweet 16 on MTV? That show was wild.
Are you kidding? Of course I did. Of course I did. Didn't you knew someone who had one of those, right?
I didn't know them. They lived in my hometown and mm-hmm. they went to a high school that was near me. And I think, because I was, by the time I was turning 16, that show was off. But yeah. My sister, it was like when she was in high school that show mm-hmm. was in its prime. And I think she like knew people that knew her. Like she didn't personally know her, but like she right. knew people that knew her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Man, the amount of money I got similar feelings about 16th birthdays as I do about prom night, which is
okay.
It is like a big coming of age day. Mm-hmm. And I do think that like if you want to really make it special, that is like that's great and you totally should and that's a lot of fun. Also, you are like within the first fourth of your life. You should not be spending your life savings on a 16th birthday party.
Totally.
And like with prom night, like this should not be the best night of your life. You're 17. Like I would hope the best night of your life was later.
Totally. No, I hear you. I can't even remember. What was my 16th birthday? What did I do? I don't remember. I do remember I didn't get my license until I was 17.
Sure.
So, Madison, are you driving? That's super cool if you are. It's okay if you're not. I don't even know why I didn't. I was just a weirdo. I think I was really nervous, which I'm still a very nervous driver. You know this about me. But Madison, I hope you have a really great birthday. For real. Thank you for making this quiz for us. I'm really looking forward to taking it. And we're going to take it along with you. If you would like to take it along with us at home or take it before us and then come back and listen to the rest of this later. I would do that because it's like it's a trivia quiz. Ian has, like Butthead, already taken it. And I am famously bad at trivia, even about my own life. So,
well, I took it and I got a 6 out of 11, which is a failing grade. So don't worry. We will put the link to this quiz on our Twitter and we will put it on the Reddit, the subreddit, which is r/recoveringglee.
Pause it and come back later. Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh no, I'll never remember. Okay, I'm looking at the first question. The first question is, how well do you know? Okay, this is just the name of the quiz. How well do you know the Recovering Leak podcast? That's the first question. The second question is,
you have to answer what episode.
I don't know. In what episode does Ian talk about Joe Bobolingo?
Oh, okay. I know this. So. There is no future. There is no past. I hope this moment's not our last. And also, when you finish this quiz, there is, at least that I saw, there is no answer key. So okay. I know that I got 5 questions wrong, but I don't know which 5.
Yeah, you don't know which ones.
So I think we can still work together. And I first talk about Joe Bobolingo. So the options, do we want to read the options?
Yeah, let's read the options. I'll do this one. We have the options are the Grinch special episode, the first time special education, the Uncanny Valley minisode, government secrets minisode, baby shenanigan fiasco minisode, you can't outrun the Acapellas minisode, and the Rocky Horror Glee show. My initial thought, and maybe this is just because I listened to this episode recently, is it the Grinch episode, but is that the episode that you just talked about? It's that one?
The Grinch is the first time I talk about Joe Bobolingo. That's like the one I'm the most confident on in the whole podcast, in the whole quiz, I mean.
Ooh. Do you want to read this one?
Yeah, this one I frankly don't know. In what episode does Lena await her COVID test? Theatricality, home, hello, hell, oh, the power of Madonna, journey to regionals, bad reputation.
I'm pretty sure it's the power of Madonna.
That sounds right.
I remember me like freaking out, me singing a song and you being like, you're not listening to me. And I was like, I'm freaking out about my COVID test.
I mean, you for sure do sing a Madonna song while I'm talking in the power of Madonna. I do remember that. That sounds correct to me. Let's do that.
Okay, perfect. If we're wrong, let us know. According to Ian, which Glee performances prove that you understand Glee? Check all that apply. Okay. So it's like, if you like it, you understand Glee?
Yes. Okay. I know exactly what they are because I'm so pretentious.
Okay. I think it's Total Eclipse of the Heart, Run Joey Run, Push It, and Rumor Has It / Someone Like You.
Too many. There's too many? Two.
Okay. No Total Eclipse of the Heart. Oh, no. Okay. Then not Rumor Has It, Someone Like You, and Total Eclipse of the Heart, just Push It and Run, Joy, Run.
Correct.
Right? Yes.
Correct. Wow, what an asshole. All right.
No.
Ian and Lena have called Quinn which of these names at some point. Check all that apply. Floppy-haired Quinn Fabre, we for sure have. We named a minisode after it.
Yeah.
Queer Queen Quinn is so clever. I don't think you ever said
it. Yeah, I'm not smart enough for that. That's good.
Love of my life, Quinn Fabre. I feel like maybe. You have, but I'm not certain.
I'm not certain either. I'm going to click it tentatively, but I don't think so.
Okay, Queen B. Quinn, of course.
Yeah.
Queer-coded Quinn?
I don't think I've called her that.
Quinn Fab Gay? I don't think we have.
I don't think I've called her that.
Quinny? I think we have.
I have exclusively called her that in my notes since the beginning of the podcast.
Quinn, I'm in love with Rachel Berry Fabre.
Okay. It's like, I've felt all these things. Have I ever said them out loud? I don't know. I think maybe this one I have said.
Okay. So we are saying floppy-haired Quinn Fabre, love of my life Quinn Fabre, Queen B. Quinn, Quinny, Quinn, I'm in love with Rachel Berry Fabre.
Yeah, that's what I think.
All right. Boop.
Okay. In Lena's science fiction double feature parody, which of these lines actually appears?
This one's on you.
It is. You'll have to tell me what you said first, though. Okay. Will Schuster stars in a school production. Finn shows off his abs in the late night double feature Glee show. And then something went wrong. Sue Sylvester schemed on.
Okay. I put then something went wrong. Sue Sylvester schemed on.
I did say that.
So that's right?
Oh. Yeah.
Booyah. Ian claims that Tell Him is one of his favorite Glee songs. What episode does the song first appear? Silly Love Songs, Blame It on the Alcohol, Sadie Hawkins, Never Been Kissed.
Oh, I don't know.
It's Sadie Hawkins. Oh, tell him perfect. That you really want to love him. I was thinking about this song the other day. This performance is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him. Also, like one of the few times that an upperclassman and an underclassman are given a moment of friendship with Brittany and Marley singing a song together.
Yeah. Next question. In Never Been Kissed, Ian complains about Artie looking in a suitcase of $1 bills and saying, well, there's like blank in here. And the options are $1,000, $500, $200, $300, $150, $300.50.
I have no idea. I know it's not $300.50. It's too specific.
It could be like $200. My initial thought is $200.
Okay. I don't remember what I put last time because whatever I put was a guess. So he says, wow, there's like $200 in here. That sounds right. Let's put that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. In season one of the podcast, Lena and Ian referred to Finn as their himbo king until what episode? Note, this is the first time they don't call him this. Theatricality, Road's Not Taken. It wasn't season one, it was Mash Off. It wasn't season one, it was I Kissed a Girl. It's definitely not Mash Off or I Kissed a Girl because no way did we call him that for two that full long. Seasons.
Yeah, totally. It could be Theatricality.
I was wondering, Theatricality makes sense because, you know, like Finn does something bad, but I was wondering if it was a trick question and it's just Road's Not Taken. Because that's like episode 5 And not that he does anything in that episode, but just like we didn't call him a himbo king, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because theatricality is pretty far. That's like the 18th or 19th episode.
Yeah.
No, it's the 20th episode.
That's and there's episode no 20. Way we said it. We're that consistent. You're right.
I think it's Rhodes not taken. The April Rhodes not taken.
Okay. In reference to the previous question, what was it that Finn did that caused this reaction? Okay, so I think we were wrong.
I mean, maybe it was manipulated Rachel to trick her into staying in the Glee Club.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Okay, let's click it.
The other options are called Finn the F-slur out at Santana and played the hero in Santana's coming out story. Fully, we might be wrong. It might have been theatricality. I don't know.
Yeah, honestly. Okay. The next one. Do you want to read this one? Is it my turn to read it?
It's your turn.
Oh, perfect. In I Kissed a Girl, Lena says, what of all the girls defending Santana? I either said, I just don't like that scene, or they can't bully you because we're all sexy. They can't bully you because we're all so hot. Hear me out. I kind of love this scene.
You said, hear me out. I kind of love this scene. I remember it vividly.
I did. I think it's they can't bully you because we're all sexy.
It is that one for sure. Because that's a TikTok, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Ian. Ian had a battle to the death with which Glee crew and cast member over what? Corey Monteith over who was the tallest. Ian Brennan over who could do the Glee recap faster. Chris Colfer over who could sing Defying Gravity better. Leah Michelle over who was the actual leader of the Glee Club.
I don't know.
What is it, Lena?
Oh, What's your guess?
I know. I remember.
Something in me wants to say the Ian Brennan thing.
It's Ian Brennan. Because then I say that you ask me why I'm doing it so fast, and I say because I'm having a battle to the death, and whoever doesn't do it faster will be executed.
Oh, God. I love that. In Showmance, Ian says that Goldigger would actually be blank if blank. Fun if there wasn't a sexual predator hanging around. Good, a wild zaddy shoe hanging around. That's good. Bad, anyone but Will wasn't rapping. Or great, Finn was rapping. Great if Finn was rapping.
Which do you think it was? Great if Finn was rapping?
No. Is it?
I don't. What do you think it is?
I think it's the first one, fun if there wasn't a sexual predator hanging around.
So I might be wrong, but that's what I think it is too.
Yeah. I mean, I think good if a wild zaddy shoe wasn't hanging around is the funnier option. Mm-hmm, but
zaddy shoe was not coined until Acapellas. I remember
was
that vividly. So it had not even been spoken yet.
They've never spoken.
They've never spoken. In season one of the podcast, Lena goes off on a tangent about Finn singing what line before getting stopped by Ian. I have literally no clue what this could be. Where can I find a woman like that in Jesse's Girl? Like you're under sedation in the time warp. Hello, I love you. Let me tell your... Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? From Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Just a small town girl living in a lonely world from Don't Stop Believing.
Why'd you stop me, you brat? I think it's...
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I think it's Where Can I Find a Woman Like That? Just like off the top of my head, that's the one I like out of these ones the most.
Mm-hmm.
And he does so... He's like, what good? I love that. But also Like You're Under Sedation is so good.
But that's not season one. That's season two. Ooh,
there it is.
Brr, brr. All right. I think that's what I put last time too.
Okay, final question. Ian forgot that he had a cousin named after which Glee showrunner? Brad Falchuk, Ian Brennan, or Ryan Murphy? Brad Falchuk.
Heck yeah, I love my cousin Brad.
Shout out to Ryan. Ooh!
I like that also the question is worded as named after. As if my aunt and uncle were big Ryan Murphy fans.
Honestly, he makes great TV, and that's just the truth of it.
He does make very interesting TV. Okay, we did much better than I did on
we
my
did.
Own. So we got 9 questions right. There are 11 mm-hmm. questions after overall. We did far better together, so good for us.
I know, that was fun. Madison, let us know what we got wrong. I tried my best. Again, I am famously bad at all trivia. I remember you had your coming home party from Disney World, mm-hmm. and it was like a Disney World trivia night. And I also haven't been to Disney World in like, you know, probably 20 years. But I was like, my drag, I'm terrible at trivia. that was fun. Did you guys get a better score than us? Did you get a worse score than us? Let us know.
Hear me out. If you guys got a better score than us, please let us know.
Please let us know.
That's incredible.
What did we get wrong?
Oh, and also please, like, truly please tell us what we got wrong. I'm very curious.
Oh, totally.
Very curious.
Totally.
Madison, thank you so much for the quiz. I am obsessed with every time people make quizzes for this podcast. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Happy birthday.
Happy sweet 16.
For real. Listen to that Hilary Duff song all day long. It's so good.
Ugh, shoot. You know, you might not be being carried in on a freaking mm-hmm. chariot held by a bunch of models like one of the girls on that MTV show was one time.
Totally.
But good. I hope your 16th birthday is good.
I know. And you know what? If you are carried in on a chariot with a bunch of models, send us more power to you. Totally. Shoot.
That's awesome.
Happy birthday, for real. Thank you for this quiz. That is your mini-sode, you all. I hope you all have a great rest of your week. I hope everything is awesome for you. We'll see you here Wednesday for Glee's. Buckle up. It's kind of a wild ride. But we're going to, you know, that's not an episode that I like. So it'll be fun, though. It'll be fun. If you have thoughts on Glee's that you'd like to share with us, you can send them to recoveringgleek@gmail.com and we'll read your thoughts and maybe we will choose them to be in a mini-sode.
All right. Now we're going to do the relative pitch game. Bring this on home, baby. I forgot who went first last week. The role you were born to play. Hold up. Oh, wait, this is the role you were born to play. Hello. Yeah. Last week was the breakup, and you had me sing mine, so I went first because I was going to give mine to you. So you're going first. Yes, so songs and role you were born to play are Hopelessly Devoted to You, Blow Me One Last Kiss, Jukebox Hero, Everybody Talks, Bone to Hand Dive, and you're going to sing Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. But is it a different, like, during Chris? Does he sound different? Is it a different key?
Oh, no, that's a good point.
Olivia Newton-John. No, it's okay.
Yeah, but I can give you something different if you want.
I can do it.
Okay.
I can do it. But now there's nowhere to hide. Since you pushed my love aside, I'm out of my head. Hopelessly devoted to you. Hopelessly devoted to you. Okay, I tried to make it randomly much lower than I wanted it to be, so maybe that is my demise, but you know what? You live and you learn. I made my bed.
All right, so you think, no. I'm resigning. So you think, nowhere to hide. I tried to sing that chest voice and my throat said it is too early.
Yeah.
You think that's E, D sharp, C sharp.
Okay. I'm out of my head.
You were a half step flat.
Damn. Oh, that sounded so close. That was pretty good, though.
That was good. Pretty good. That's a winning by Ian standards. So, shoot.
Okay. What do I want you to sing? Do I give you your favorite song in the world or do I give you something different?
The way that you are convinced that Everybody Talks is my favorite song in the world.
It is. You've told me. No, I remember one time we were in the car and we were listening to songs by our favorite bands and I was like on the aux cord, so I put on Everybody Talks and you went, ugh.
It just got ruined for me by the radio.
No, I hear you. You should sing Blow Me One Last Kiss.
Oh, heck yeah.
Blow
That's what I think it is. Let me get some lyrics in there, though. You think I'm just a serious? I think you're full of it. My head is spinning, so blow me one last. Just when it can't get worse. I'm flat because there's no way I can hit that note. I had a bad day. So I think that just is an F sharp. I'm okay. going to guess that it's actually an A G sharp, but okay. That's not what I sang.
Okay.
Okay, so what I sang was... I think that that's flat, though.
Okay.
I think it's actually... So we'll see if either of those are correct. Let's hit it. Okay, hear me out. It was in between my two guesses.
Oh, good.
I was, in fact, flat, but I thought I was a full step flat. I was only a half step flat, so that's winning cool. in my book.
Honestly, that's a win.
It doesn't sound good, but I can hit that note. Just oh, yeah. when I can't get worse, you had a bad day.
So good.
All right, well, there it is. Ian wins by his standards. Yeah.
And Lena loses by hers.
We were both the same amount off. All right.
That's your mini soju all.
Thanks for being here. Mm-hmm. See you here on Wednesday, baby.
Holla. Have a great rest of your week. Here is a mini kiss on your mini forehead if you accept.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.
My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.